episode 1276, You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. And guess what? You are never fully dressed without a smile. Are you wearing one yet? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, attitude is a decision you make every day. Did you know? You actually decide your attitude. It's how you dress for the day because you're never fully dressed without a smile. I feel like we should start singing and dancing like Annie. I know, brings us back to good old times. Attitude sets the stage for your day. A smile, a frown. It's all about how you dress yourself to turn yourself upside down and all around. And your attitude plays a huge role in a productive, positive, successful day. The attitude that comes from the right side of the bed brings you what? Joy and happiness, even amongst the messes. Or the attitude when you get up on the wrong side of the bed. Was that you this morning? It is Monday. Surely not. Because if you did get up on the wrong side of the bed, it's lots of crabbies and crankiness. Well, I think we all can say that there's a tendency to get up and just let the day happen. Most of us don't get up with our attitude in mind. We don't wake up with the day going, hello, day. It's going to be a great day. I cannot wait to see. I'm breathing in the goodness and I'm just going to see what happens. God's got me. No, in fact, we just what? It all depends on the spouse. Depends on whether or not we got hot water. Yeah, if we were first in the shower or not. Maybe it depends on the children, the to-do list, the puppy dog, and how smooth it goes in the kitchen. Did you have any spilt milk this morning? Well, understand that attitude is related to how your day goes, where you choose to focus your mind. It's your state of mind. Your emotions are then drawn from the stimuli of your environment, releasing the chemical reactions, the feel good or feel bad hormones. When you choose joy and more purpose driven emotions, your mindset is grounded with positivity. You get the feel good dopamine release. Yes, we love that. Otherwise, what happens? You are tangled in a web of negativity, which drags you down at every turn, regardless of the environment. Who wants to be strangled in a day with bad moods and fussy hearts? So, if you're never fully dressed without a smile, what do you do to pursue an attitude that complements a well-dressed mindset? Well, you know what it is. Clothe yourself with the armor of God. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Clothe yourself with the armor of God. Don't let the others clothe you. Seriously, does your spouse really have control over your mindset? Some of you would immediately say yes. Yes, mine does. He is horrible at it. He gets up when he's crabby, that makes me crabby, and it just ruins my day. Okay, is that an excuse or truly a mindset? You are accepting that. He doesn't control your mind. He doesn't have some computer wired up to you going, she will react like this. No, right? So don't let others clothe you. Your children? They're going to be kids. They're going to have their temper tantrums, whether they're 2 years old or 20 years old. Trust me, been there doing that. Oh, yes. So it doesn't matter what's going on your to-do list. What? It's always going to be there. It's always, you are always going to have a to-do list. I just got rid of, I don't know how many boxes. The last of the boxes, except I did remember today, unfortunately, that I have three more, or maybe it's four more big boxes left in my oldest daughter's room. And that's because she was off somewhere, and I just really didn't want to touch those boxes until she was here. So technically, I didn't get rid of all the boxes on the main living floors, but I got rid of all of them but those. So that's a ton of boxes. And it was so freeing. But you know what? That's just one thing off my to-do list. You know however many more things I have on my to-do list? I have a lot. And I know you do too. You may be running errands right now. That's on your to-do list. Maybe you've got to pay the bills. It's near the first of the month. How many of us have bills that are due right now? Maybe your mortgage is past due and you're racing to get it turned in today. Nothing should come between what you think controls you and what actually does control you. The state of mind, where you are, attitude. And we all need to have an attitude check. So what do you do to pursue it? Well, of course, you clothe yourself with the armor of God. Don't let others clothe you. Don't let your circumstances clothe you. Don't let your season of life that you're in clothe you. Yes, you may be going through a horrible time, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay there. There are ways around it to see it from a different perspective. I'm not saying that everything's going to be perfect. One thing growing up and in leading through churches and in my corporate positions, they would always say, "Christiane, I don't understand. You've got something that I want. If you could just bottle up what you have, you could sell it and you would be rich." And I thought, I didn't get it. And the crazy thing is it would be said, you know, once or twice, three times. And I was like, okay, not a big deal. But when it's said to you, and you know how much I've moved too many times, and it's said over and over and over again from different ages, different races, different everything, from bosses to just friends to strangers, you're like, okay, what is it? And the thing is, I truly believe that I do try, I'm not perfect at it, but I do try to clothe myself with the armor of God on a daily basis. I get up in the morning and I set the tone and I get up with the mindset first of gratitude. Lord, thank you for this day. I'm awake. I'm breathing. I get to whatever. I get to go work out. I get to send the kids off to school. I get to do laundry. Because there's a lot of people who don't get to do all of those who wish they had my problems. And I don't see those as problems, but what? We sometimes see them as inconveniences. We really don't want to be doing it. And so what? That leads to, I got up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm cranky and crabby. Just leave me alone. Can you relate? Of course you can. So don't let your circumstances clothe you. Don't let others clothe you. Clothe yourself with the armor of God. Now, I want to break this down for you, and it's going to be 6 points of how to dress when it comes to the armor of God. Now, hang in here with me, because if you're one who says, "Christiane, I'm not real religious, but I want to hear you out." So I want you to hear me out, because whether you're religious or not, you can take these basic 6 steps on how you clothe yourself and think of it truly as a spiritual aspect that's not connected to God or connected to whatever you believe in for exactly what they stand for, okay? But for the believers, for the Christians out there that say, yes, I need to clothe myself with the armor of God, what does that look like when it comes to my mindset? What does that look like? How does that change my state of mind? Well, number one, it's the belt of truth. Truth is not your circumstances. It's where God meets you. It's in the real, not the interpretation. Let that soak in for a minute. It's in the real, not the interpretation. If I was to tell you a story, and then I shared this story with another person, and I brought you two together, and I asked you what you got from that story, you both would tell me what? Something completely different. Why? Because it's your interpretation. Does that make it wrong? No, but that's not necessarily the absolute truth. You want it to be in the real, okay? The authentic. The authenticity has to be there. Truth is not your circumstances. It's where God meets you. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. God's got your heart. Most are fearful of letting people see their authentic self. Be your best selfie. God's got you. He's got a hedge of protection around your heart. He wraps it up. You choose to put it on every single day. Are you doing it? Are you choosing the belt of truth? Are you choosing the breastplate of righteousness? And number three, feet. Do your feet hurt sometimes? Oh, man. I think the older I get, I don't know, call them bunions, calluses, I don't care. My feet just hurt sometimes. Well, here, when you clothe yourself with the armor of God, feet fit with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Knowing where to step when the going gets tough. You could be in a season of life right now and you're like, I don't know what the next step is. Yes, you do. It's just one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's just the next step. And that next step may be getting out of bed. That next step may be eating the right meal. That next step may be going to a counseling session. Whatever that is for you, it's just the next step. Not trying to look at the entire huge picture that you're seeing. You don't want the hot air balloon or the drone view. You don't want that. Because why? It's scary. And you're going to want to hide and run. Fear is going to take over. Don't let that happen. Feet fit with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. You're charged and ready to go. God will show you the next step, that one step that leads to your miles of greatness. That's all you have to take. Number four, shield of faith. Again, you choose to take up the shield of faith to move forward and ward off your struggles, the insecurities, your financial hardships, maybe an illness, relationship battles. All of these are your struggles. This is your protection for the fights of your life. We all have battles that need to be won. We all are fighting something in our lives. You have to pick up and take the shield of faith. And number five, the helmet of salvation. Who would have thought a girl looks good in a helmet? Well, with God, we all look good in a helmet. It's the helmet of salvation. This is a gift for you to take. It's freedom. That's what it boils down to. It's freedom. Freedom from the negativity, which opens up towards the positive. It's the light at the end of the dark, dark tunnel. It's a changed mindset. You're free. No longer are you bound to what the world has against you. It's freedom. Did you wake up this morning putting on the helmet of salvation? We all need to do it every single day. I need to do it on a daily basis. Some days, I got my helmet strapped on so tight. Other days, well, I'm probably running a little busy and I kind of forget that part. I may grab something else, but the helmet of salvation is kind of left on the shelf. You choose. Clothe yourself with the armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet ready that comes with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and finally six, number six, the sword of the Spirit. It's the word of God. Be in the word to fight the daily grind. You know how you need your daily coffee? And it's like, oh, I can't start my day without my coffee. Some of you are like that. It's a true addiction. Admit it, it's okay, but it is an addiction. I can't say I understand it because coffee is not my addiction. I have other things, but not coffee. But when you get up in the morning, you have to have that cup of coffee. And you're just like, oh, if I don't have that frappuccino, cappuccino mixed with a froth and a heart and whatever else stuff you throw in there, I don't get the terms. I just get my tongue tied. Then you're like, oh, it's not going to happen. I won't be able to make it through the day. Same goes with the sword of the Spirit. It's the word of God. Be in the Word to fight the daily grind. Don't rely on your coffee. I promise you, one of these days, those beans are going to give out and it's not going to give you the caffeine kick that you need. You're going to need the Word of God always. Write it on your heart. Now, I want to read you Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. And this is truly talks about clothing yourself in the armor of God. We talked about it. We broke it down. But I want you to hear it from the biblical standpoint. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows to the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. You're truly never fully dressed without a smile. God wants you to clothe yourself and wrap yourself in Him. They're gifts to you, but you have to be willing to take them. Because when you do take them, what happens? Oh, you've got to change mindset. Positivity. Motivation, energy, joy. Now, does it all come easy? No, because you have to do it every single day. That's because, well, unfortunately, the will comes in and it's called free will. And some days, well, we may just not feel like putting on the breastplate of righteousness, but we need to do it on a daily basis. So I would encourage you, wherever you are in your season of life right now, where is your mindset kind of like off balance? I don't like really using that word off balance, but when it's kind of out of whack. Have you ever noticed when you're starting to have a power surge in the house? And it's not a full on power off, then power back on. It's just kind of like, whoa. And it goes, you kind of get that surge of here it is. And it's like all of a sudden you get this big jolt of energy, this flood, right, that comes into the house, and it seems like all the lights are going to burst, and it's all real quick, right? This is like in millisecond time. And then all of a sudden, it goes down, and then it comes back on again. Okay, well, when you are living your life by your own means, of your own will, you're going to sit here and have these power surges all the time in your life. But when you clothe yourself with the armor of God, that's when you put on the surge protector. That's when you don't have to worry about your computer going out or blowing out the TV or blowing out another appliance, especially the washing machine. At least the washing machine in my house is very, very valuable. I don't know about you. Maybe it's the TV for you, or maybe it's your tablet, your iPad, whatever it is. You want to have a surge protector. That's what the armor of God is all about. And you need to clothe yourself in that. Are you ready to do it today? Maybe you need some help with this. It is tough. I know. There are days that I wake up and I'm like, yes, I'm spot on. I feel like I could conquer the world. Or maybe the world's going to try to conquer me, but I'm going to fight the battle because I'm wearing all the armor. And there are other days that I get maybe half of it put on and I can feel it. And I have to sometimes break away and I have to go to God on my knees and say, Lord, Lord, I need you. That's the praying part. That's the number 7, right? We have to pray. It's called communication with the one who loves you the most in this world, your creator, God, your heavenly Father. But you have to be willing to do the work. Are you willing to do it? Maybe you want some help. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I would be honored to come beside you because I know this is challenging. But once when you begin to get into a rhythm, it's just like going into your closet. I know, TMI, hold on here, bear with me, and putting on your bra and panties. You just do it, right? It's just kind of automatic. It would feel weird if you went to work or outside doing things that you're supposed to do normally with a bra without a bra. You'd be like, oh, I feel so naked, because you are, right? That's how you should feel as you begin to put on the armor of God on a daily basis. When you don't have it, you feel naked. You're like, what's missing? My watch is on. I got my bra on. My panties are on. I don't have panty lines. We're doing good. Next, shoes, they match. Good job. Next thing, my hair's done. I got my mascara on. I can go out the door. But what's still missing? It's the armor of God. There's a piece of it. Maybe you left in the closet the shield of faith. Because today, for some reason, you're wearing the mask. It says, I'm not good enough. So I'm just going to try to measure up to everybody and just get through my day so I can come home and just do my thing and go to bed. It's tough. If you want help in your journey, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. It's a free gift from me to you. It's a coaching call. And coaching is totally different. If you've never experienced it, I would encourage you to take a chance on you. Worst thing you could do is say you don't like it. But I promise you, it's just me. You'll get to hear my voice, and I'll get to help you right where you are. Be bold today. Click on that link. Take AIM in the show notes. You're never fully dressed without a smile. So what smile will you wear today? A smile that stands for whom you belong to? Or one that fights an endless battle alone? You choose. Go out today, put on the armor of God, and don't forget to wear that beautiful smile because you wear it so well. Ah, look at it. You're wearing it now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.